USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in Uvalde, Texas today. That's where 19 children and two teachers were killed Tuesday in a mass shooting at an elementary school. After paying their respects at a memorial site, the Bidens are attending mass at a local church and then meeting with grieving family members and first responders. Forecasters say tornadoes are possible Sunday night in some parts of the north-central United States. AccuWeather saying severe thunderstorms will roll through areas of South Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Iowa. Wind gusts of up to 90 miles an hour are also in the forecast, along with large hail and isolated tornadoes. Possible flood conditions from heavy rains are also predicted along the Red River in Minnesota Monday and into Tuesday. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A city in Michigan held an emergency baby formula distribution event on Friday to help parents who are struggling to find formula in the grocery store. The city of Dearborn's Department of Public Health collaborated with local nonprofits for the event. Mayor Abdullah Hamoud describing the event.
They are providing formula to as many families as possible. We've been able to locate working a network that we have created of nonprofits and local stakeholders, try to identify formula to the greatest of our capacity, and try to not solve the formula shortage, but try to hopefully help in a short term.
The shortage began after an Abbott plant in Sturgis, Michigan closed in February. The FDA recently reached an agreement with Abbott to reopen the plant next week. Top Gun Maverick is the hottest movie out this Memorial Day weekend. The hit sequel is expected to earn over $140 million over the weekend, breaking the previous box office record set by Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Former President Donald Trump rallied Saturday for Harriet Hageman, who's mounting a primary challenge to Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney.
In 2 months from now, the people of Wyoming are going to tell her, Liz, you're fired. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Congresswoman Cheney emerged as an outspoken Trump critic, voting in favor of his impeachment and currently sitting on the January 6th committee. As we head into June, the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues to get worse. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford highlights the crisis at the border and how he's working across the aisle with Democrats as it worsens month after month.
Yeah, this has been long-term relationships to be able to push back and forth, to be able to bring facts to bear, to say this is what's really happening, this is what's going on, sitting down with Democrat senators and trying to be able to argue through based on the facts of what's actually happening. They understand there's total chaos at the border, and it's getting worse every month. We get to March was the highest number ever, then April was higher than March, actually.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is testing positive for COVID-19. The 54-year-old vaccinated and boosted Newsom announcing the news on his Twitter page Saturday and saying he's experiencing mild symptoms and will be isolating while he works remotely. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.